Vets are warning people to stop buying dogs with fashionable flat-faced features. Bulldogs, pugs, French bulldogs, and shih tzus have become popular due to their wrinkled noses and squashed faces. But are these dogs an anatomical disaster? Amelia Navasquez reports.
These dogs are totally beguiling. They're very charming dogs to be around. And so they win a lot of hearts through fashion and through just being charming. And people don't do the homework they need to do before saddling themselves with a dog that's going to have a lifetime of problems and a lifetime of expensive vet bills.
That was Paul McCreevy, Professor of Animal Behaviour and Welfare Science from the University of Sydney. He is describing a group of dogs that are brachycephalic.
Yes, they're brachycephalic dogs. That means they've got a short skull. So it basically describes a pre-shortened or truncated skull in comparison with the longer skull dogs that we see, like greyhounds and whippets. Whenever you make a move from what you might call a proto-dog, a sort of bog-standard, no-frills shape that reminds you of the dingo or possibly the kelpie, you get some health consequences.
These flat-faced dogs, such as pugs and some kinds of bulldogs, face a host of health risks, mainly to do with their breathing.
The tissues that occupy the skull of any dog are still in the short skull dogs, but they're pushed into a smaller space. So the teeth are more crowded and crooked, and the soft palate is just one of the features of the normal anatomy that's shoved into a smaller space at the back of the dog's throat. And that's where we get a lot of this breathing noise from, the rattling soft palate.
For this issue, a common solution is an operation on the palate, though this does not come without its own risks.
It's really just a question of trimming the soft palate to make it less obstructive. But it's not without its risk, it's not without its side effects. And any airway surgery in these breeds is a problem in itself because they're higher risk for anaesthetics.
Another issue associated is the lack of ability to expel CO2.
We're aware that the main problem with being short-skulled is an inability to expel stale air, and that's air that's full of CO2 or carbon dioxide. And if the animal doesn't get rid of that CO2, the pH of its blood actually changes, and that these dogs can go through a lifetime of having a condition known as acidosis, which affects virtually every enzyme in the body, and it explains why these dogs have roughly a 30% shorter life, because they're basically being pushed metabolically in ways that normal dogs are not.
It's a problem made by our desire to see dogs with squashed-in faces. Ownership of these dogs can often be tricky.
I'm Daniel Montgomery, and I love and own an English Bulldog. Zeus is a purebred English Bulldog. He had a pretty intense bloodline with, like, award-winning dogs from New Zealand.
Day-to-day care for these dogs often present an array of problems.
So he's caring for the moment. I need to clean all of his flaps and folds and ears twice a day. He has a skin condition where he's allergic to grass and pretty sensitive to the sun. And then his ear infections are pretty much just constant from the way his ears are shaped, and they don't really push all the gunk out.
These health problems can also be costly.
There's probably about $5,000 in ops in the past 2 years, plus he's on two types of medication constantly, one for his eyes and one for his ears. And then during spring, he's also on like an antifungal skin medication as well, from his grass allergies.
Daniel, like many other owners, wasn't fully aware of the health concerns attached to these breeds.
So my whole life I've always had, like, boxers and bull terriers. And then when I kind of moved out on my own, I wanted to get an English bulldog, so I've always loved the look of them. And I knew they had some health risks, but I wasn't that well-versed. And now, after having him and going through everything and having two eye surgeries and an ear surgery, it's just, yeah, you can see how much these dogs really suffer.
How we think about these breeds is important. If we continue to prize features like short snouts over healthy dogs, then the problems they face will only continue.
Amelia Navasquez ending that report, also produced by Joe Koning.